Forget the door. I'm not finished dressing yet.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Raj, because I don't think the world is ready for those legs. Dee, Shirley.
Shirley, what's happening? Well, where's Raj and Rerun?
Well, Rerun should be here any minute. Raj is dressing his legs.
His legs? I've seen them, Dwayne. Those aren't legs. Those are two skinny pencils with the erasers in the middle.
Yeah, well, they better hurry up if we're going to make it to the TV studio in time for the show.
Hey, don't worry. Rerun will make sure that we get in.
Hey, well, you know, that's the advantage of living with a TV executive.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, man of the hour. Yeah.
All right, man, let's go. We're all ready.
Yeah.
Great.
You don't sound too excited.
Well, why should he be? I mean, this is just another show for you, right, pal?
No, it's not just another show, Raj. It's my last show.
What is he talking about?
What are you talking about? I decided to quit.
Quit?
Why? Well, I thought that being a page would help me get into acting. But so far, the only lines I've gotten to say are "step this way," "no smoking, please," and the ever popular "ladies' room to the left, men's room to the right." It's dull, boring.
Hey, Rerun, why don't you switch it? Say, "ladies' room to the right, men's room to the left." I mean, it would liven things up, huh?
I've had it. I'm through with that job.
Now, wait a minute, Rerun. Have you really thought this over?
Yeah, I'm trapped in this uniform. Inside, there's an actor struggling to get out.
Well, maybe if you let him out, that uniform would fit better.
Rerun, I thought you were happy being a page.
Yeah, but becoming an actor is a full-time job. As long as I was a page, they never took me seriously. For 6 months, I went to that casting office every day, asking them, begging them. They've been turning me down.
Maybe that's part of being a page, getting turned down.
Oh, come on, Rerun, listen, we'll forget about the show and just go out and have some good eat.
No, 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 that's been one of my problems, too. Every time things get tough, I eat. It's time I grew up.
Hey,
we made a date to see that show, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Hey, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take you on that backstage tour I've been promising you.
Hey!
Oh, wow, man, that's tough. I mean, it's your last show and your last tour. I mean, even though you're down and out, you still have time for your friends.
That's right.
I mean, even though tomorrow you'll be out of work, no job, no money, no rent. Finished, washed up, aluminum.
Knock it off, Dwayne.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Step this way. Careful. Watch those cables. Watch those cables.
Hey, that was great, Rerun.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Come on, come on, come on, come this way.
Rerun, I never laughed so hard in my life, man.
Yeah, the gong show is always terrific.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite was that dancing goldfish that sang.
I felt kind of bad when he drowned, though.
Yeah, but if that fish had been a good swimmer, he wouldn't have been on the gong show.
Hey, man, this is all so exciting, Rerun. Did you see those dressing rooms? Cindy Williams, Penny Marshall, and Ron Howard?
Yeah.
Rerun, how could you leave all this?
Yeah, man.
It's the only way there'll be a dressing room marked Frederick Stubbs. Hey, let's get going. Come on, step this way. Step this way.
Frederick Stubbs. I like that. I like
those cables over there. Okay, watch that light.
Okay.
Let me through. Let me in the front. I need to be in the front. Let me be in the front. Okay, for the first stop on our tour, I'll show you the wardrobe room.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just let me get the light up in, okay?
I know.
Okay, then come on, step right in. Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic stuff. You know, this is where they keep all the clothes for all the ABC shows.
Yeah?
Oh, here are the scripts they use.
Hey, look at those racks over there. Barney Miller, Laverne and Shirley, Starsky and Hutch.
Psst, Rock.
Psst.
Look here.
Ooh.
Charlie's Angel.
Look here. Happy Days.
And of course, you know who this belongs to.
Oh, sure, bet, man. The Fonz, he's great.
You know, it's all in the breaks you get. If only they'd given this leather jacket to me instead of Henry Winkler, I bet I could have been the Fonz.
Yeah. You sure could?
Oh, yeah, right. Sure you could.
You could have been the Fonz, right?
Yeah.
If only I had a chance. A chance at the Fonz. Hi, Potsy.
Hi, Richie.
The Fonz. Where's the Fonz? I gotta talk to the Fonz, Potsy.
Oh, G. Willigers, Richie. He's not here yet. Is it important?
Yeah, it's about a girl.
That's important. Hey, that must be the Fonz now. Hi, Fonz.
Who said you can speak nerd? Here, pop this. Try not to smudge the crumbs.
Gosh, oh golly, Fonzie. Can I have permission to talk to you? It's very important.
Hey! Watch the leather, Cunningham.
I'm sorry, Fonz, sorry.
Seemed to be the problem.
Fonz, it's about a girl, Fonz. I need a girl, Fonz.
No problem, Cunningham. Come over Monday night. That's when I put out the leftovers. Hey!
I can't wait till Monday, Fonz. The prom is tomorrow night, Fonz. I gotta get a date, Fonz. It's a matter of life or death.
Life or death?
Yeah, if I don't get a date, well, I'll just die.
Can I watch?
Patsy?
Yeah?
Sit on it.
Sure thing, Fonz.
Where's my chair? Get me a chair, Cunningham. Quick, get me a chair. All right, we gotta get Cunningham here a date.
Maybe you got a spare, Fonz.
A spare Fonz? Impossible. There's only one Fonz. When they made me, they broke the mold. Hey.
Richie, Mother says you have to come home right now.
But why?
It's almost 7:30. Time for bed.
Gee, gosh, golly. But I have three more left, Fonz. Gosh, golly, gosh.
Sit.
Fonz, what am I gonna do now?
Well, I just noticed a beautiful young lady sitting over there by herself drinking a soda.
Oh, jumping grasshoppers, Fonz. Oh, she's beautiful, Fonz. She's a teenage dream.
Why don't you ask her for a date, Rich?
I don't even know her.
I know her.
You do? Would you introduce me to her?
You're my brother. Of course I'll introduce you to her.
Oh, thanks, sis.
For $5.
Once you've seen one sister, you've seen them all.
It's all right, Cunningham. The Fonz are handling it for you. Absolutely gratis.
What does that mean, Fonz?
I don't know, but it sounds classy. Now watch this. You're about to see a master ladies' man do what he was put on this earth to do.
I'm watching, Fonz. I'm watching.
Excuse me, my beautiful, exquisite jewel. I couldn't help but notice your shiny face across this crowded room. I was drawn to it like a moth to a flame. And I know you feel the same way, right? Hey.
Wrong. Hey. Oh, tell me, who's your good-looking friend over here? Hi, handsome.
Hi, beautiful.
Hey, I'm the Fonz. Hey, don't you remember me? I'm the Fonz. Hey.
Yeah, you're right. You make a great Fonz.
Yeah, that's a part I can really get into.
First, you got to find a jacket you can get into.
I feel like that goldfish on the Gong Show.
Wow. Hey, hey, hey. Three's Company.
Maybe that's the show I could have done.
Rerun, you already ripped the leather jacket.
Hey, will you guys be careful? You're liable to ruin Suzanne Summers' entire wardrobe.
I could really do something with that part. Imagine sharing an apartment with two beautiful girls.
Jack, what is it?
Can I have a kiss?
Please. What would Chrissy say?
Well, I asked her last night, and she said no.
The answer is still no.
Right. Is this Three's Company or nothing's happening? Well, I guess you girls will loosen up on the cruise.
What cruise?
I booked us on a swinging singles cruise to Acapulco. I can see it now. The warm, glistening sands, the swaying palm trees, the moonlight shining on the rippling water.
And our rent money drifting out to sea.
But what a way to go! Wow.
Jack, don't tell me you spent our rent money on those cruise tickets.
Janet! It's my shuffleboard on.
But Mr. Roper said he's coming up in 5 minutes to collect the rent money.
Maybe Chrissy has some money. Chrissy! Oh, Chrissy! Chrissy, come out here. Yes, Jack. You look so beautiful, I forgot what I was going to say.
The rent money?
Oh, yeah. Chrissy, do you know where I can get $250?
Search me.
I'd love to.
That must be Mr. Roper.
I'll get it.
No, 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 no. I think he wants to rent. We don't have it.
Well, it might not be him, Jack. See, you're wrong. It's not Mr. Roper. It's Mrs. Roper. And her husband. Hi, Mr. Roper.
Yeah, hi, kids.
We're here, the red hat and the dead hat.
Oh, Mrs. Roper, your hair looks wonderful. Who does it?
Earl Shy. Well, it's not bad for $39.95, huh?
If that price should have gotten some body work thrown in.
I mean, your hair looks lovely, too. Oh,
thank you. I do it myself. I tease it every morning.
Girl, how do you do that?
Well, I stand in front of the mirror and I go, na 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 na.
Look, I come for the rent. 250 smackaroos, please.
We don't have it.
Oh, too bad. I'm afraid I got to throw the three of you out.
No, please let us stay, Roper. Please let us stay.
Out?
Roper,
out, you girl. Out, out. Out, you girl.
Out you go. Come on, you guys don't belong here. Now let's move it. Let's get out of here.
Please let me explain.
You get out of that page's uniform.
Now hold on there, officer. This is mine. I just happen to be employed by this network.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
All right. Step this way. No smoking, please. Ladies' room to the left, men's room to the right.
Yeah. You're a page.
Yeah, okay, Stubbs, but finish up fast and get your friends out of here, okay?
Right, thanks.
Thank you.
Sorry, guys, I guess the tour's over.
Yeah, well, we really had a great time.
Mm, yeah, we sure did.
And the next time we come backstage, it'll be to visit Frederick Stubbs, the actor.
Really?
Hey, let's get out of here. Is everything back where it belongs?
Wait a minute.
Just, yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Who does this belong to? Who has two legs, comes from another planet, and says, nano, nano.
More! Hey. That wasn't too bad, Rerun.
Yeah. Hey, maybe if you'd gotten a break, that's who you could have been.
Me.
Mort.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mindy. I just got a hot flash from Planet Art. Sizzle, sizzle. Thanks, I needed that.
Now, what are you talking about?
Have a seat.
Okay.
Some close relatives are coming to visit.
All the way from Ark?
I guess you could call them distant, close relatives. Ark, I think their egg is arriving.
Must have taken them a long time to get here.
No, it was a 3-minute egg. Ark.
So why are they coming?
To make sure I'm living with the right Earth person, to observe and to report on these things you Earthlings call emotions.
Oh, they come here to check me out? But I'm not prepared. I wouldn't know what to say or to do, Mark.
Don't worry, Mindy. I'll have time to brief you before they get here so that you don't embarrass yourself. Sorry, Mindy. You're on your own. Come in. Mindy, I'd like you to meet my relatives from Ork. This is Cousin Stark and Cousin Gork.
Hi, Stark. Hi, Gork.
Hi.
Was it something I said?
Of course not, Mindy. What they're trying to say is, may our friendship last for as many years as there are pieces on the floor.
Oh, yeah? Well, we have a saying here on Earth. When a turkey breaks a dish, he cleans it up.
You must be tired from your long journey. Would you like a refreshment?
Do you have any cork, Mork?
Coming right up. Mindy, some cork for Gork and Stark?
I don't think we have any cork, Mark.
Sure we do. Red or white?
I'll have a little of both.
Nano.
Chablis 77. Bouchelet 78.
Close gang.
Cork Stork?
No, thanks. I'm driving.
He is looking at you. Great bouquet, smooth and delicious.
We have come for the show of emotions. Let us begin.
Begin what?
This is very important, Mindy. You must give Gork and Stork all the emotions they ask for.
Where's our list, Gork? Our list? Where's our list of emotions? Laughter.
Anger.
Fear.
Passion and
sorrow.
I can't turn my emotions on and off just like that, Pork.
That's Mork.
I'm sorry.
You have to try, Mindy. Laughter. That should be an easy one for you.
You mean just laugh?
Sure. Tell yourself a funny story.
Okay, funny story. Got one. Okay, I got one. A man came up to me on the street, and he said he hadn't had a bite all day. So I bit him.
Sorry, Mindy. I have to go.
Go?
It looks like the end for us. They say all your emotions are phony. Heavy sigh, heavy sigh.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you, Mark.
I'm going to miss you too, Mindy. Heavy sobs. Heavy.
Wait a minute, who you calling heavy, fool?
I'm sorry, Shirley. For a minute, I thought I was Mark and you were Mindy.
Mindy?
Rerun, come on, pal. Pull yourself together. You'll get your break yet.
Hey, Rerun, don't worry. You'll get a break.
Thanks for the tour, Rerun. It was great.
Yeah, man. We had
I guess we better put everything back.
Okay, let's put everything back, everybody.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Boy, we had a lot of fun. Did you enjoy it?
Step out this way.
It's not a bad job.
I know.
Right?
It was
fantastic,
it
wasn't it?
I had a good time.
Nice place.
Hey, Rerun, I bet you someday they'll have your name up here on these walls.
You bet.
Yeah, all I need is one break.
Just
one break.
Stop.
I've been looking all over for you. I'm glad I caught you here.
What is this, a summons?
No, it's a phone message from the studio casting office. It's marked urgent.
Studio casting office? Urgent?
Oh, yeah, that's what it said. Look at that. Studio casting. What you mean?
The envelope, please. It happened. It finally happened. I got a job as an actor. Hey, it says I start first thing in the morning. I finally got my break. Follow the stars.
What a terrific show.
And what a great idea for a TV movie, The Network Murders.
Yeah. When do you come in, Rerun?
Soon.
Hey, well, I hope so. We rented this color TV in your honor.
Oh, I just can't wait. Just think, your first acting job.
Yeah. Mm.
Look, there's the killer.
Oh, he's getting away from the cops.
Yeah, he's breaking into the TV studio. Look.
Where are you, Rerun?
Soon.
Oh, that's a mean dude. Look at him cop those people. Look up.
I'm looking for the boss of the network.
Don't look at me. I'm just a page. Step this way. No smoking.